1 year ago today, a student at Virginia Tech University named Sun-Wee Cho walked into Norris Hall, one of the academic buildings on campus. He stormed classrooms and started shooting. By the end of it, he had killed 32 students and teachers, and then himself. It was the deadliest school shooting in American history, and it dominated the news for weeks. During that time, the student-run radio station, WUVT, was an emotional anchor for students and the larger community of Blacksburg, Virginia, and a trusted source of news and information. I covered the Virginia Tech massacre for NPR, and a few days after the shooting, I did a profile of that radio station. Here's that report. When I walk into the studio, one exhausted staff member is trying to catch a nap on a worn-out couch in the hallway.
Hi.
Hi. What's
going on? I don't mean to wake you.
A young woman in a hurry walks in, talking on a cell phone, her light brown hair tucked under a Virginia Tech baseball hat. This is Michelle Billman.
I am the general manager of WUVT 90.7 FM. I'm a senior English and communication major.
Billman's eyes are a bit bloodshot, and she appears a little numb from the last few days. When the second shooting happened around 9:30 at Norris Hall, she was about 100 yards away in another building. When she was finally released from a three-hour lockdown, her priority was to make sure her friends and radio staff were all accounted for.
And I heard from everyone, but no one could get in touch with Kevin. And people were calling me worried, and I was trying to call him, and someone looked up his class schedule and saw that he was in that building. And so from there, you know, people started driving to hospitals.
Kevin is Kevin Stern. He's an engineer at WUVT, and he was in Norris Hall, room 207 in German class. He was shot in the leg and is still in the hospital. Billman and others on the radio staff visited him. Billman says Kevin is on his way to recovery, and she's grateful for that. When I ask her how she's holding up, Billman lets go.
I'm okay. It's something that just changes the way you look at things for the rest of your life. So, I mean, I grew up outside of D.C., so, you know, 9/11 hit us really hard. The sniper attacks hit us really hard. And it just seems like everything just keeps getting closer and closer. I don't know, like, when I'll ever feel safe.
Her family is from Woodbridge, Virginia, just outside Washington. They've been calling her constantly and have suggested she come home for a few days since classes are canceled this week. But that's not an option for Billman or others here.
I mean, I could go home, but it's just kind of running away from what's happened. And I mean, I think the people here need to stay here and claim what's ours and say this is our town and our school, and no one can take that away.
So Billman, along with the rest of the radio staff, continue to do what they do best.
My name's Adam Capuano. Just a DJ here at WUVT. This last track that's playing at the moment, I dedicate that song to Matt Gwalney. He's a friend of mine from back home, one of the ones that didn't make it. So the song kind of goes out to everybody back home in Chester, Virginia.
They're answering the phones, giving interviews, doing their own reporting, and somewhere in the space of the long, mellow instrumental tracks, finding time to let it all sink in. I checked in with Michelle Billman several times during my time in Blacksburg, Virginia, covering that event. Now, the former director of WUVT is a graduate student in creative writing at the University of North Carolina in Wilmington. I spoke with her yesterday about her reflections a year after the tragedy. In your own words, Michelle, can you describe the role that the radio station played during that week?
Yeah, well, the radio station was absolutely invaluable to the community of Blacksburg. Just letting people call in and hear the music that they needed to at that time and providing information that day before the major media outlets could find out what had happened on campus. So I feel like WUVT really kept people informed and provided services to the community to help them heal.
Because there was so much disparate information coming out, you guys were really at the forefront of some of the news gathering even.
Right. Well, unfortunately, I was in a class and I couldn't get in touch with people from the station. So I wasn't as involved in that news, that initial news gathering. But I know that a few of my DJs and my news director really dove in and got information and press releases and made sure that that was broadcast to listeners.
Now, you went to campus a week or so ago again for a special anniversary, right? The 60th anniversary of the radio station.
Yep, that's right.
How did it go?
It was wonderful. It was absolutely great.
And was this your first time back to campus since graduation?
No, it's my second time back. I went back for a football game during a weekend where they had a concert. Made sure to catch something from the radio station.
So I imagine you walked around a little bit. And right after the shooting that week, you could walk around and there are all these makeshift memorials, you know, these poster boards covered with pictures, and people would scratch messages, remembrance messages, and there were flowers dedicated to the victims and the shooter. Is there any kind of memorial there across from Norris Hall anymore? Is there any permanent memorial on campus?
Yeah, there is a memorial that they did a ceremony for it, I think, last August. So right before the beginning of the new school year. They basically took a makeshift memorial that they did on the drill field with 32 Hokie stones, one for each victim. And they engraved their names on them, I believe, and they have flowers there and a walkway, and so it's a permanent memorial in the middle of campus.
What, since you were there recently, what was the tone on campus?
Well, I didn't go by the memorial this time. I did my first time, but I didn't want to, I don't know. I didn't want to stop there this time, but I mean, of course, everyone's in my heart. But I wanted to keep the focus on the things that people are accomplishing now, especially with the radio station. But the campus on tone was great. It was a quiet Blacksburg weekend. So it was before the media is probably arriving today. So it was, you know, a few days before that.
When you think about that week, we just heard, you know, that story kind of captured a little bit of the emotion of what was going on that week. But now, a year later, when you recount what happened, what images stick with you?
It's weird, but I guess because there was so much media coverage, a lot of the actual media images stay in my head, things that I really don't want to remember and I don't want to see, but there's just no getting around that. So I see images of people hurt and of the shooter and things that you can't really get out of your mind.
Have you done any writing about this, Michelle? You are an English major and you're in grad school now in a creative writing program. Have you processed this through your writing at all?
Actually, I've basically had a lot of trouble writing for my first year of grad school. And I feel like I finally have almost finished an essay that it just feels really good to have it out of me.
When I spoke with you that week, you said that the shootings had made you personally feel vulnerable and unsafe. Mm-hmm. Have those feelings dissipated over the past year?
No, not at all.
Why?
Once your safety is gone, it is gone.
Even being away from the campus and moving on with your life, it's still been tough.
Absolutely.
Have you thought to yourself over the past year about how this has affected any of your decisions? Have you looked at your life differently, thinking, gosh, I've got kind of a second chance here. I'm going to perhaps make different decisions. Has that happened to you at all?
I don't know if it's made me make different decisions, but just knowing that I was on campus and I was in a classroom, and so I was in that sense of danger. It's just made me very grateful for things that I have, and probably way too paranoid. So I lock my doors, and I do things that I would not have done. I mean, I work in an elementary school, and I go to graduate classes at night, so You know, I feel uncomfortable in a school setting probably most days. So, because you just, you know, I'm on an open campus, you know, I'm working with elementary school kids and teaching them how to, you know, hide in cabinets when we have lockdown drills. Like, it's just a very real fear, and it's a subject that comes up way too often.
Can I ask you a personal question? You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but have you had any counseling after this?
I spoke to a counselor once because a teacher recommended it, and I found that it just wasn't really helpful. So it might be something, I don't think there's really any amount of counseling that can really change these feelings necessarily.
Have you formed your own kind of ad hoc support groups?
Yes. I think especially as a writer and being part of the writing community at Virginia Tech, that has been extremely important to my process of trying to deal with this. So I've kept in touch with some of my fellow students, some of my teachers who are struggling to deal with this and to wonder, you know, how this could happen in our own writing community. And I went to a writing conference a few months ago where several of my teachers did a memorial reading. And so all of that has just been really helpful.
And what are you going to do tomorrow? Anything in particular?
Well, I decided to take a personal day from work. And my fiance's parents are in town, so I'm going to hang out with some family and just try to have a good day.
Michelle, thank you very much. We really appreciate you making time today.
Yeah, I hope this helped.
Michelle Billman is a graduate of Virginia Tech, and she was the director of the student radio station WUVT on the University of Virginia Tech campus. Thanks again, Michelle. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. That was my conversation with Michelle Billman. She graduated from Virginia Tech University last year, and she was the director of the student-run radio station. She's someone that I had interviewed several times when I was covering that event a year ago. Virginia Tech will hold a community-wide remembrance ceremony tonight at sunset.
That's it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. The Bryant Park Project is directed by Jacob Gans and edited by Trish McKinney.
Our staff includes Dan Pashman, Ian Chilog, Wynn Rosenfeld, Angela Ellis, Caitlin Kenny, Nathan Duell, Zena Barakat, Mark Garrison, and Jeannie Barron.
Our interns are Elsa Butler and Laura Silver.
Manoli Weatherall is our technical director.
Laura Conaway edits our website as well as our blog.
Our senior producer is Matt Martinez. Sharon Hoffman is our executive producer.
I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. We are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.